Y'all, hormones, it's impossible not to have them. There's over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our food, our water, the air, the clothes, the skincare, the dryer sheets, everything, child, is a scam to the hormones, okay? Plus, we have natural hormonal changes that our bodies go through. Like, what's going on with my body? Like, I am now in my 30s and my skin is acting like a teenager. What is going on with the hormones? Which is why I love Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Okay, so adaptogens help the body adapt to stressors like chaotic hormonal changes. It's perfect for women struggling with PMS, menopause, and more, honey. Y'all know I work hella jobs. Hormone Harmony has really helped me like regulate, especially like sleep and just relaxation and calming down and not panicking as much. They've got 17,000 reviews, so you don't even have to listen to me, but get into it. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at hormonemammoth.com. Just use the code GODDESS at checkout. Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu. What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, and we're back with another installment of Scam Goddess, the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. Sometimes we love them, sometimes we hate them. We'll see along the way. I'm Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, and y'all, you know what it is. Yeah? Uh-huh. Yeah. Excited. Thrilled. Elated. Parasocial relationship, my guest, who is a friend of the show and a friend of me, is over here trying to hide his laugh. But he's an amazing actor, comedian, improviser. We've done so many make-em-ups together. You can catch him playing Richie in season 2 of Minx starting July 21st on its new network, the new Stars.
Hello.
Okay. Congregation, please welcome back Oscar Montoya.
Yes, Montoya.
Montoya.
Put some fuego in there.
I had to put a little fuego
Montoya.
On it.
Montoya.
Montoya.
My name is Oscar Montoya. You have killed my father. Prepare to die. Do you know where that's from?
No.
The Princess Bride? Do you know that movie?
I've seen it, but I don't remember the
interesting.
Quotes.
I've never seen it. But that's what every... As soon as people find out that that's my last name, they'll go, my name is Indigo Montoya. You have killed my father. Prepare to die. I'm like, I don't ever want to see this movie.
So you've never seen it?
I've never seen it.
You've just been quoted. It's been quoted
at you
aggressively?
It's been quoted at me, and I'm like, mm-mm, no. It could be the best movie of all time. It could be my favorite movie of all time. I will never see that movie.
That's wild to me because... So, Oscar, the last time you were here, it was Hilaria Baldwin.
Thank you for saying it correctly.
Hilaria.
Hilaria.
Pepino cucumber. Como se dice cucumber. Okay?
She's
como
still
se dice
at,
my husband is a murderer.
It. She's still
a murderer. A murderer. A murderer. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to roll those R's and murderer.
You are what I call an... encyclopedic gay.
Oh, wait. Okay.
It's like you,
what does
Ira
Webster...
Madison III.
Yes.
There's people who, like, y'all consume culture.
Absolutely.
In a way that I'm like, it has to be osmosis because where do you have the time?
Jones.
You work. Boo. I'm booing you. And I saw a tweet once that made me think of you, and I should have tweeted or texted you when I saw it, but it was like, yeah, you know you're at your gay homeboy's house when, like, midway through the night, they just turn on YouTube and show you their favorite videos.
Oh, my God. You
And how many times have we done that?
Every single time, Lacey. Every single time. You are not safe in my house. You walk in and be prepared to watch 3LW's No More, Baby, I'm Gonna Do It Right about 600 times. All of my favorite music. It's, you're
I'm
totally
not
right.
the one. That's Say It Again. That's a good video.
I'm tired of broken promises.
Promises. And I always think about Keely and her promises and throwing chicken at the tree.
Chicken gate.
And I always also think about the fact now that she... So now her meme, like now people use her meme if it's like a group of sexy people in a photo and they'll post the Keely meme and that means that you want them to run a train on you. I was like, sis, how you got it?
Iconic.
This is crazy.
Iconic.
You have to be chronically online to understand that. So I'm so sorry if you're not. But we always ask on this podcast, Oscar, it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What's your relationship with scams right now?
Scams. Right now, I actually just got scammed.
Okay.
I think. I did get scammed. And that's all thanks to a place called Facebook Marketplace.
Ooh, that's a rough one.
I feel like everyone gets scammed on Facebook Marketplace.
I've had only positive experiences.
Really?
Facebook sponsor the podcast, okay?
Wait,
I love
Lacey.
Mark Zuckerberger. I love Hairbowl.
What's his name?
Zuckerberger. I love like a cut that is like a bowl. Like I love that. So sponsor the show.
Yeah, but dead in the eye, Zuckerberg.
I've gotten a TV from Facebook Marketplace and it was legit.
What?
Yeah, and I still have it. It's mounted in my bedroom.
Wait, hold on. No. That is crazy. Because I recently moved to a new place to a place where I live by myself, which I'm like.
Okay,
I'm a
when am I gonna come
now,
up in there and look
you
at your stuff and
I need
touch
to have
it.
A housewarming party is what I need
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, warm it so I can come in.
Except I haven't fully moved in and it's been a month. However, I was like, I need to fill this house with stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I go to Facebook Marketplace because people recommend it. People love it. People are like, you'll get your shit. It'll be cheap. And I love cheap. So I'm going through it and I'm like, I have a backyard, a quasi backyard.
You got a quasi backyard.
Oh my god,
you got soil and grass is spurting out of it. Wow, you're a millennial elite. You got
Thank you.
Yard.
Okay, I made it.
Don't say you got a tree back there. Okay.
I don't. I wish.
Okay.
I can't.
I gotta keep you humble. You don't
yeah,
got a
exactly.
Tree yet.
I gotta keep myself grounded. No tree yet. Let me book another show. Then I'll get a tree. Then I'll plant a tree.
Okay.
But I was like, let me get some patio stuff from Facebook Marketplace.
Mm, yeah.
So I go, and then they're like, oh, this beautiful, it's the most beautiful. One of my favorite colors is teal. And there was like this teal, like bench and like patio chair set for
$60.
That should have been a red flag. And I was like, this is
because patio
cheap.
Furniture costs almost the same as indoor furniture.
So, like, and why? And why does it cost so much?
Because I guess, like, I've been thinking about this a lot. And I think it's because, like, it has to be able to sustain the weathers. You know how weather be
weathering?
What,
from sunny to not sunny?
Listen,
we live in L.A.
Okay, I mean, but L.A., climate change pulled
right.
up on L.A. this
you're
year,
right,
and
you're right.
it rained
she's
a lot.
She's having a tender tantrum. Mother Nature is really going through it right now.
Yeah, she's in her flop era, and we have to suffer
fully,
for it.
Fully in her flop era, and she's letting... The dolls, no. The L.A. Yeah. dolls, no. But for me, I'm like, okay, fine, fair. But this is, like, basic furniture. I don't need something that will, like, withstand a hurricane. Like, I just need to sit down outside, drink my coffee outside, read a book outside, period.
Wait, what was it giving? Are we talking two chairs, three chairs? Are we talking a table? Are we talking a footrest?
It was giving two, like, laid back, like, what do you call the lawn chairs? You, like, lay back?
Yeah, yeah.
When you read? Two of those.
When you read.
When you read. Or tan. If people tan. I don't tan. But,
yeah, I don't need to tan.
You know. Two of those. Then a table. And then two chairs. $60.
Oh, nah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oscar, now you
I fell for it.
You
and you know what? Egg on my face for that.
But there's no shame on this podcast. I'm not shaming you, okay? I get scammed constantly. And I'm the scam goddess. Which people are like, that's weird. You should know everything. And I'm like, no, that's not how it works. You got to get... scam to know more scam.
That's true.
I do
That's
this true. For y'all.
And it's research. It's research.
It's research.
It's research. Yeah.
Okay, so $60. So how, what did the conversation look like with this person for these $60 shares?
I straight up messaged him and he looked like a valid profile. Like it looked like a real profile. Looked like a normal
white
dude.
How did it look like a real profile? Did they have like
family listed? How many?
Oh, I didn't go into all that. I just saw pictures, and it seemed like a real person.
He had enough pictures that were like out of focus and like taken from like up the neck.
Yes, it wasn't like
older people love to take a up the neck photo, honey. I'm like, move the camera up to your face, babe.
Like one of these.
Yeah, like you look like you're on the toilet and you looking at your phone, but you decide to take a photo. Like, why are we doing that, babe?
When you accidentally take a photo when you're like reading your
stuff. And then they're like, let me post this as my profile photo, and I'm like, why are you doing this to us as a community?
Don't do that. So there was a couple of those.
Okay,
right?
So that and seems legit.
Like, that seems legit, right? It's not whatever. So I straight up messaged him. I was like, why is this so cheap?
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean?
So you're real as fuck for coming in up. As why is it so cheap?
Because I was like,
bed bugs. You did a murder on it.
Do you know what
like,
I mean?
What happened?
I want to know, and I want you to tell me. And he was like, oh well, I have a surplus of these because I work at a furniture store. So I make a lot of them, and then I sell them for cheap. And I was like,
you work at a furniture store.
Yeah.
So you make the furniture, and then you sell it for cheap. So you don't own the furniture store. You just be making stuff.
And you know, I should have questioned it further. I really should have. I should have been like, wait, what do you mean you work at a furniture
store?
There's
so many steps in that. It's like, I work at CVS, and I make the toothbrushes.
So
I have a surplus.
I just give them away. But I didn't question it, and I said, yeah, works for me. Sure. Yeah, let's do it. I paid. They're like, okay, it's coming in like 2 weeks. I was
they're
like,
okay. Mailing it to you?
They're mailing it to
they're
me.
Mailing
yeah.
They're mailing you chairs and tables. Oscar.
And you know what? Now that I think, and I never thought about this before, but I gave that man my address. I gave that, fully gave that stranger my address to be like, yeah, mail it to me. I was like, this is cute. No extra charge.
Oh my God.
I've never gotten it.
Listen.
And then I went back to the profile, deleted.
Okay, for $60 in the exchange that he did, I think he did his job. Remember
absolutely.
When we used to get improv coaching from people, it was $60 an hour. Like, he did his improvising job.
That's like, true. It's like if I was getting an improv class by somebody.
By somebody who made chairs that worked at Ashley Furniture, but also made chairs.
That's why I'm not too bothered by this scam. And you know what? Scammers got to eat, too.
Exactly.
Do you know what
and
I mean?
Also, there are always chances where something that's too good to be true is true. And sometimes it
isn't.
That
part.
That
part. Absolutely. And, you know, I've been scared from Facebook Marketplace ever since. And I just don't touch it anymore.
I mean, for me, it's that I only do it locally. So, like, when I got that TV, it was like I pulled up at their house and they were moving. So they were just getting rid of shit because they were moving. And I plugged the TV in at their house. And now that I think about it, that's the thing about your 20s is like you don't really think about health and safety.
Nope.
You know, and so I pulled up to strangers' houses that were moving and I was like, yeah, let me see the TV, plug it into the wall, and like I tested it out and everything. I'm like, I don't know these people, I'm in their house, like what am I doing? And I had no qualms about it until this moment.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
Paint us a picture.
It was like a pretty cute Persian lady, and then a lot of movers, and maybe a man somewhere, and she had kids, and they were in a condo, and I think they were moving to a house.
Okay, we're
and,
happy for them.
Yeah, to the east side, and they finally got a piece of the pie, and my ass, not having no pie, was like, let me take your TV.
You got a slice of the pie.
Just I don't know if I got the slice.
You got the crust. You got the
right.
Pizza
it's
crust.
Given like I got to lick the bowl after they put the filling in the pie. I don't think I even had none of the pie.
Not
lick
the
bowl.
Ew, it's only grease, Lacey. You licking the grease off the freaking bowl?
Listen, we gotta eat. I still had that Samsung TV. It's working good like a motherfucker. Okay? Shout out to them droids. They be living and lasting. But yeah, no, I should not have gone in their house. But I only do local Facebook Marketplace. Like anything in the mail, I'm like, that's too, like, I have to pull up on ya.
Mm-hmm.
We need mutual destruction. You need to be like, oh, they might be weird and crazy when they pull up. And I have to be like, they might be weird and crazy when I pull up.
You got
up.
It. So like, let me bring my machete. I'm here for the TV. Let me wear my hockey mask, too.
Everybody want to act all weird when you show up with a machete, but it's like, this is for my own protection. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know you.
Calm down. Like, yeah, why don't you have a machete? We should both have machetes. Like, what? All right, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements.
Scams! Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hot! And we are back. And it's time for What's Hot and Fraud. This is where we warn our listeners about popping scams in the zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. And more often than not these days, we get a letter from you all. Send us your letters, your tea, your information. ScamGoddessPod@gmail.com. Snitch on your friends, your enemies, everyone. Okay? Just make sure the scam is retired because we don't want to what? Come on, y'all. Yes. Fuck up your back. Amen. Let the church say. So, Oscar, I need a fake name for this person. We don't care about gender.
Okay. Tobias.
Tobias. I love Tobias. I haven't heard of Tobias in a while. Is anybody naming their kid Tobias anymore?
I don't think so. I don't know. The only Tobias I know. Oh my God, I'm about to. Mm-mm. Tobias is a name. Tobias is a name of an anamorph.
Those were those books where it'd be like a normal teenager and then they turned into like a wolf,
it's
or,
nightmare
a dog,
fuel.
Or
yeah. No, you're right. A wolf, a dog. Yeah. A whale, a polar bear.
See, yeah. I would be pissed if I was an anamorph and I turned into like a possum or something. And you know, the book always had like the person and yes. then it would morph into the animal, yes. like several different like yeah, photos. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
It's crazy. But here's the thing is like, what, I'm about to educate people on anamorphs. You got to touch the animal to steal their DNA. So then you could turn into the animal. So you can't just accidentally turn into a possum. You would have to touch the possum. And then you'd have to think Ooh. About a possum to then turn into the possum.
Okay, well, I got to touch it and think about it. That feels like too many steps.
Well, that's just the way it is. That was the alien technology that was given to them.
That was like the R.L. Stine days when we had like those goosebumps. Little goosebumps.
Oh, God. Fear Street. The good old days.
Those were the good old days. I feel bad for the youth now because they don't have that.
Do
they have TikTok.
Have, I know, that's
they
true.
They get angry at people on TikTok and they cuss them
and
out.
And they got a lot to say. They certainly do.
Ooh, they have so much to say.
Do kids still have Scholastic book fairs?
I've talked about this on another episode because you know there's scams. Like Scholastic, I feel bad for it because it's like such a classist thing. Because at least at my school, I can't say too much because it's going to be in my book, but at least at my school, it was like if you didn't have money, you couldn't go to Scholastic.
That is
You had to show
true.
The teacher your money. And if you couldn't show your money or your check,
oh
which
my
now
God,
that I'm thinking about
right.
it, a check, which is what I usually had.
You had a check?
My mom would just write like a random check for a random amount. And it was like, I get as much as I could with that check.
You
and
just
then...
fill it up to that amount?
Yes. They was scamming me. They was like, yeah, we'll take this check. Man, I miss checks. I wish I could write checks. Cause
nobody writes checks anymore. Checks are
checks.
Done.
Because it's like a scam tool. It's like I'm writing you a piece of paper saying that I will give you money.
Is
and like,
there a place?
Will I?
Anybody listening to this podcast... Let me and Lacey know if there is a place that accepts checks. There's gotta be.
Gotta be. I swear, I think I saw someone use one in a grocery store recently, and I was like, that's allowed?
Liar. There's no way that's allowed. Mm. They try to pull a stunt then.
Because I think I want to go back to checks. Get a fake bank account.
I want you to just...
Get a fake bank account?
This is my grocery scam
money. I get a Wells Fargo with $1 in it. And I just write hella checks everywhere.
Wait, but that could actually work, though.
Yeah. I mean, they call it check fraud, so apparently you could get caught. But I don't know. Let's bring checks back. Businesses be writing checks. Let's write checks.
Bring checks back. Absolutely.
So Tobias says, I've been meaning to write this in, and after listening to the episode with Mono, which
work.
Mono and Oscar are great friends, and they also have a podcast together, mm-hmm. Dragger. So Tobias listened to the episode with Mono about the Airbnb scam. Tobias said, I wanted to share this. It happens with actual homes for rent in all caps. So Tobias says, I work for a property management company, and most rental homes now have keypads that you can enter the code in to go into the house. We use this technology to allow our prospective residents to set up a home tour at their own leisure.
Leisure.
Now, I know we've automated so much. I know we're on Zoom so much now, but like, I don't want anybody home touring my house at their own leisure. So I'm not in there. You just in there touching all my shit. You fucking on my bed.
Then why would you do Airbnb to begin with?
It's not Airbnb. This is for a home sale.
Oh, a home sale. Yeah, no, I don't like that.
Right. Because like, I know a lot about home sales and there's a lot of scams. Like, at one point, my parents were like, the property value had gone up like astronomically on our house. And so they were thinking about selling it. And they had like built it from the ground up, like everything in it. And the realtor person who came was like, okay, well, y'all are Black. So we're going to get more money if we get rid of all the photos of you. Yeah, that's a thing.
Shut
you
up.
Have to get, if you're Black, you have to get rid of all the photos, you know, put some like white people like playing soccer like any photos of a white man murdering his family because it's always them on a jet ski or something really happy and fun. You put those in a frame and you put those around the house. And then people are like, oh, white people lived here. Yeah, we'll pay above asking. But if they're like, Black people lived here.
Yeah, they put up a photo of Robert Durst and they're like, what a kind old man. Oh, that's so sweet.
Literally.
Not that. No.
So there's all types of tricks to the real estate game, but I am a little weary of just like letting people tour without the agent. They're just in your house, just fucking around. I don't know about that.
Suspicious.
Seems suspicious. So you get the code and you go into the home, right? So Tobias says, we use this technology to allow the residents to set up their own home tour whenever they want. They'll schedule the tour and they'll be provided a time and a code that only works during that time. So I guess that's how they're trying to be safe.
Interesting.
So scammers have taken advantage of this tech by registering for a tour, then scamming innocent people on social media and Craigslist into coming to view the home.
Shut the human mind.
Listen.
The human mind.
Scammers when are going to find a way. Will,
there is a way.
There's a way. Mm-hmm. For a scammer, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So now they're just registering to tour and then getting on Craigslist and on other apps and being like, you have to be me at this time. I think that's so funny because like, what if, like me personally, I be late everywhere. It's not my fault.
Girl, ditto.
I have a disease. Oh, no,
we
I
both,
know.
We both are the same.
Time. Okay? Listen, the white man made up time. The white man made up time and I don't have to listen to his rhythms. I listen to Negro rhythms. Okay? This is activism.
This is primal, okay?
Okay?
My body tells me what time it is, okay?
And
it's always a little behind.
But is it behind?
It's not behind.
Or have we been convinced by the whole system?
You know what?
You know what?
Time is a scam.
It is.
It's a scam.
It is. Mm-hmm. You go when you want to go. You go just a little bit before people are going to get mad at you. Alexi! 7 minutes. You go just before they like this bitch, and you like as they're
why
saying,
why are
this,
we the same person?
Before they get to the bitch, you're opening the door like, hi.
Literally.
And then you give them a little out of breathness. You give them a little, like you ran, like you cared so much.
And you know, if you have a drink, you got to put that. You gotta
oh,
put it
yeah,
down.
No,
you
can't show
you cannot
anything
bring
that you
a drink.
Don't bring a
no, no,
Starbucks
no.
drink. That's so much
no,
audacity.
No, no, no.
You stopped before you got there?
Absolutely.
No. You show up and you know you
and that's
you,
on you.
You sprinkle a little water on your forehead and you give them a little exasperation. You give them a little So
hey,
they know.
Hey, guys. Yeah, they feel so. Like, are Shakira, you okay?
Like,
what happened?
Sheep. You give them that, okay? You give them that. You give them the Lobo. And then they're going to know.
Yeah, like the Britney Spears, yeah. Slave for You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, a little chest mm-hmm. movement. And they're going to know that you cared because you sprinted from the parking lot, okay? But in reality, when you say you was on your way, you was in your bed. And what about it? Okay?
I'm ditto to all that.
But if you're late, then how does the scammer work that? They're like, you got to get here real quick. Like, because it's only going to work for a certain amount of time.
That's
out
how you
the
scam
house.
The scammer.
Yeah. So, you y'all, gotta, mm-hmm. if you got a residential appointment to, like, tour some real estate out there, y'all, be a little late. I think you need to be a little late.
And I think it's also a power move, to be honest.
Yeah. Because, like, I don't need you. You
late.
Need me.
Exactly.
It's a buyer's market. You tell them that. You're like, it's a buyer's market, bitch. So do that. So the scammer would rent out the same amount of time to tour Damn. The home in quotes, but obviously then they're taking people on the tour. Mm-hmm. So then they'll take a deposit, rent, etc., and send fake leases. We've had people literally move into homes and wonder why they don't get keys. Or why their codes
I'm sorry,
don't
they
work.
Made it that far?
And then we find out they were scammed. Yeah, they got the moving company to put the couch in that bitch, to put the, like, break down the bed and then reassemble the bed in that hole, and they don't got no keys.
Could you imagine being the movers there? To be like, I packed all your shit, and now you're telling me to unpack this shit, pack it again, and then put it back to your...
They don't care. They get in the bed. If I was a mover, I'd be like, yeah, oh, you got scammed? I'd be willing to play. I'm like, you should go look at this house on third. Like, that sounds like two times that I get paid. I'm good. I'm good with that as a mover. Now, as the person moving in, I don't see myself moving into any place that nobody has given me keys to.
At that part. Why would you do that? Why would you fully move your shit and not have the keys to a place yet?
You paid your deposit and they're like, oh, when are you trying to move in? Oh, on Thursday? What time? 4? Okay, 4 doesn't work for me.
Yeah, you're going to get your keys on Monday.
Yeah, can you do 2 p.m. and I'll come and let y'all in and then I'll give you the keys 3 weeks from then because they specially made. What?
You know, that's on them. I hate to say it, but that's on them at that point.
I mean.
Always get the keys first. That's the first thing you do.
And then have them put the key in the door so you can make sure it works. Don't just like, and also we've talked about this with Mona, like if you're doing deals with people at Starbucks or anywhere that's not the home, you already know that's a scam. If they're having you tour the home and they're putting in the key code, because my house actually has a key code now.
Ooh, like the front door?
Yeah, and I think it might have been from when they thought about selling it and disappeared all the blackness from the house. But yeah, there's a pad, so I can use the pad to get in. But, y'all should still have physical keys. Technology has not gone that far.
Seriously. What the hell?
So Tobias says that they'll figure out that these people were scammed. Because Tobias works for the real estate company. Mm-hmm. Tobias has been in and not in it.
That's right.
So it says, we'll always allow them to apply for the home, but it still hurts when people don't get approved or we already have a legitimate resident moving into the home. We do our best to mitigate this by requiring a credit card, but scammers still get away with it. Yeah, because a credit card, we all got those. Mm-hmm. And scammers can get somebody else's credit card to put it down. They get somebody else to do it. That they don't know they're doing it, but they got somebody else to do it. So I always feel so bad for the people who fall for the scam. So please tell your listeners to do research. Find out who owns the home. Google will usually tell you. And if it's owned by a larger company, that company will not try to lease a home to you or on social or on Craigslist. Also, if you know it's owned by a company and someone is emailing you from an email that doesn't have the company's domain, that's a red flag. So, y'all, like, Google it.
You know what?
Because VCs
learning.
Are buying up homes. VC is venture capitalists, if you don't know. They're buying up homes to the left and to the right.
Yep.
To the north, to the south, to the
and
east, and to the west.
And center. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it sucks because whereas, like, the boomers and that refuse to die.
they're just living longer and longer.
Which is crazy because at the
hatred
time.
Hatred is just fully just their.
I got to start having more hate
hatred.
In my heart.
Because
hate is,
that's the
is
fuel.
Really keeping
that's
you the alive. Fuel. That's mm-hmm. that's the wood you put into the stove. That's the coal you put into the engine. Is that hate to keep you alive. And I need some of that because they're living good.
Yeah.
Also,
oh, yeah.
They love to wag their finger at us like, y'all don't know property. Y'all don't do this. And it's like, well, how could we, girl? Like, it's not how it was when
not
you got a house for $20,000. Right. I can't get a house for a $500 down payment and a smile.
It's impossible.
Like,
if only. If only.
So, y'all, like, look at these things. Like, yeah. Google, like, anything. Oh, God, I hate to tell y'all to be so paranoid, but, like, you
do
have
it.
To be in this
now,
world.
Just, you have to.
Google is free. Mm-hmm. What's the harm mm-hmm. in putting somebody's name into Google? Hell, even if you're dating a motherfucker. Like, even if you meet somebody
you
on a date
always...
app, throw that bitch into Google and just see if anything comes up. Any records,
okay,
any arrests.
Okay, Lacey, what is the negative? Why wouldn't someone Google someone that you're dating?
You're right. There's no blowback.
There's no blowback. There's no blowback.
If anything, you're just going to get information or you're going to be like, oh, they at least online are pretty clean. Like,
right?
Let's see what's going on. Yeah.
I would also say don't go on a date with someone who doesn't have social media. That shit's weird as hell.
Oh.
It happened to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you thought it was sexy, right, at first?
I did. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, my God, this person is not on social media. Mm-hmm. They're off the grid.
They
okay.
touching all the grass. They hands Ooh. All in that Kentucky blue.
I'm about to date a lumberjack over here. Mm-hmm. No, run away. Run away.
Because who you hiding from?
Mm-hmm.
Who you don't want to mm-hmm. find you?
Also, like, I can't.
Wait,
you know what? I got...
Mm. I need a vague explanation of this.
Okay, so I matched with this guy on Tinder. Really nice guy, super sweet, was off the grid. And I was like, that was a huge plus for me.
Right.
Truly, the selling point. I was like, incredible, amazing. You know, I threw him on the Google, because that's what you do. I'm not insane.
Yeah, toss him on the Google.
Totally fine, totally okay. Blah, blah, blah. We're dating. It's vibing. It's going right. Then maybe, 2 weeks into it. Oh, and also what we're talking, he was just like, no, I'm not online a lot. I don't really blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I've been on TV and stuff. And he was like, oh, I didn't know that, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, cool.
Okay.
I was like, refreshing, you know?
Yeah.
And then come to find out, 2 weeks later, blah, 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 we're talking. He was like, I have to come clean. And I was like, oh, he said something.
Come clean.
That I was like, wait a second. I posted that in my stories. On my Instagram story.
So he lurking.
What you know? What do you know, sir?
He was watching Minx.
And I was like, okay. I was like, you know what? I'm just not gonna. And then later on, he said something else that I was like, I tweeted this.
No. This
What's
is multiple
going on?
Handles.
What's going on here?
These are different platforms.
This is across the board social media. And I said, for someone who's
I'd be
not
real
on...
to this. How did you see me being real?
Funny you should say that, because this person, okay, so we find, oh my God, I'm about to go in. I'm sorry.
No,
Whatever. He was also fully, I find out later that he knows friends of mine mm-hmm. in the comedy community, and he did not tell me, which, I don't know, how do you feel about that?
If we have mutuals and you're trying to act like you're just a random albatross, no.
It's weird, right?
Yes.
It's weird. At least point it out and say I know so-and-so from improv. And I'm like, okay, cool, blah. I think maybe he felt I was going to talk to them, and I don't, and I didn't, whatever.
But also, why are you worried if I talk to them? I dated somebody who ended up being terrible, and
Hold
one of the things that
second.
They said on the second date was, that they saw someone was following me on Twitter that they used to date, and was oh, she's crazy, and, don't worry about that. And, I should have reached out to them and been what the fuck does this motherfucker do? Because 9 months later, I realized what that motherfucker did.
Damn.
Because he did it to me.
Damn.
But he was, trying to be, don't
He was
don't
trying
ask
to cover
no
his
questions.
Bases.
Oh, yeah.
See, it's
Tell
like,
him on himself. People will tell on themselves.
That part. That part.
Y'all
say
out
less.
There, scammers.
Say less.
Scammers will tell on themselves too. They will get ahead of shit that you're not even thinking about because they know they're running a grift
Absolutely.
On you.
Absolutely.
So listen
so you
more.
You just
got to
pay attention.
Just listen
so
more.
So you just got to pay attention.
Yeah.
So I did, and I was like, wait a second, this is weird. I posted, we hung out at his place, and I posted a beat reel at his place. And then he texted me later. He was like, oh, did you take a picture at my house? And I was like,
how would he know that if he ain't over there being real?
And then, see, here's, I don't know if you know this about Be Real, but you can find out if people screenshotted your Be Real. Did you know this?
Ooh, no, I didn't.
Yes.
I have never actually had a Be Real.
Okay.
I was just in someone's Be Real when I got COVID. It was like someone literally took a photo of me in an airport.
The moment.
It was Echo Kellum. The moment that I got COVID, we were both in the JFK airport, flying back to LA to work. And he was like, oh, let's do a B-Real. And I pulled my mask down. And there was this woman with a Karen haircut who was hacking, honey. I escaped COVID for almost 3 years. And I thought I had those
You've
elite
never had
African
COVID.
Jeans.
You never had COVID before?
That was the first and only time. And shut like, up. It was in the airport. I know it was her because
of course.
No one else around me of that course. I was with had it. Like, I was there for work, but like, I pulled my mask down and she was just hacking away. And she had that unvaccinated, you know.
Energy.
Yeah. That those fly the aura. Far. They oh, fly, yeah. They fly further. Okay. They propel. Yeah.
They propel. No, I get it. That sucks. I'm so sorry.
But anyway, so yeah. So I know about that much about B-Real.
So I didn't know that you can see that someone could take a picture of
like Raya. They'll be like, don't do that. It's a community.
That part. But they'll do it. But then they'll notify you, so-and-so took a picture, but they won't tell you who it is unless you share that B-Real across your other platforms. So, which is, what the fuck is that? That
so doesn't they were make any like, sense. Unless you promote our company, we're not going to tell you who violated your privacy?
Period. I'm like, what's going on? So I
you
shared
it. You want to know who violated your privacy?
Right.
Share this on TikTok.
Share and promote. Tag
like
us.
And subscribe.
Tag us. So I shared it to Instagram and deleted that post. And I found out that it was our mutual friend who posted. I was like, I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this 1 second. And then I found out through the mutual that he does, in fact, have an alt Instagram account.
Yeah, he lurking. He's for sure lurking.
And I said no. After that moment, I said no.
Too much secrets. Too many
too
secrets.
What you hiding?
What you hiding?
What are you looking for?
So all that to say, y'all, get on Google if you're trying to find a home.
Get on Google.
Okay?
Or period. Or anything.
Anything.
Trying to
if
buy
you're
a
trying
pet,
to find a anything.
Trying
a
to buy
pet,
a home.
A home.
Dating somebody.
Spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Get on Google. That's right. Throw all of them in that search engine mm-hmm. and just see what the girl comes up.
See what
up.
Happens.
And maybe hit a few O's. Go at least to the eighth O. And then you can maybe feel safe.
That's right.
Hit a few O's.
Hit a few. Just don't tap I'm feeling lucky on Google. Just,
no.
No. Do your research.
Feel
there.
Safe. Don't feel lucky ever.
No.
Okay? That's how you get scammed.
That's right.
You think you got $60 patio furniture coming in the mail. You don't.
I'm still waiting for it. I'm like, maybe I'll get it one day.
So if you're going to do Facebook Marketplace, pull up with a friend, okay? Have the friend have the machete so it's less weird. It's like, you didn't bring it.
Like, that's just my crazy friend.
Yeah.
That's just my crazy
they
friend.
They just here for protection. Yeah. They thought that I should have a machete, but I was like, I'm not going to bring that because I'm normal, but they got it. You see it? Okay. Now let me plug that TV myself. Let me see if it worked, okay?
Oh, my God.
Yes, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be right back with Historic Hoodwinks.
Robbery!
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
We are back, and it's time for Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I will regale Oscar with a famous con caper group of criminals. We don't know yet. Maybe we love them. Maybe we hate them. We don't know yet, right? We don't scam our journalists, so at the top here, most of the details of this story come from Jeannie Kassendorf's 1991 New York Magazine interview of David Hampton, and that interview is called 6 Degrees of Impersonation.
Ooh!
You heard about Kevin Bacon, but have you heard about impersonation? Okay, y'all foot's been getting loose, but have they been getting the goose? I don't have anything that wrong with that, but you know. We're going to try it. We're going to do things and try things, okay? Y'all know I'm not a journalist. But y'all see what Jeannie talking about. If you want to get in that, the link will be in our footnotes. So click on that link for Jeannie, okay? Pay the writers.
Do it for Jeannie.
So we're talking the 1980s. There was an aspiring actor, already delusional.
No.
I'm
here
an actor.
Here we go.
You have to have a special type of delusion from birth. I told my mom I wanted to act when I was 5, and I was like, come on, let's go to Hollywood and
what
do show
did it
business.
For you?
It was just
you
in my
were just
spirit.
Literally born with it. God gave you the gift of delusion.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. It was definitely, I was born with it. I was delusional as fuck. From birth.
You came out of
the 4th of July.
You came out the womb with a headshot.
I did. I was born on the 4th of July when my mom was making potato salad.
Okay, that's...
And I was like, let me pull up to the function. I'm also trying to party.
You will show up. You will turn out for a party, for
I
sure.
I will. Mm-hmm. So, you know, delusion. And I was a baby thinking I was going to come to the party. I was going to be in the hospital in Terrell.
You said, what's the dress code? Birthday suit? Okay.
Right, birthday suit. Because it was my birthday on the birthday. So this is an aspiring actor in the 1980s. His name is David Hampton. He became infamous for claiming to be the son of Sidney Poitier, conning his way into the upper echelon of New York City society. Wow. So Sidney Poitier, so it's giving, he must be black-ish.
Hopefully. Can we get a picture? I need to see this Mr.
Hill. Oh, wow. Okay, he does look like he could be Sidney Poitier's son.
Okay.
He got the receding hairline.
Ooh! Why was that my first thought?
And listen, R.I.P. Sidney. I know he did a lot for black people, but also he did not like black women. So,
Did he not?
No, he was talking cash shit about us. So whatever. But if you ain't with us, you against us.
That's true.
Anyways, but he got the same nose. It's giving the cheekbone.
Okay,
eyes.
Not as crazy.
It's not as wild.
I would believe it. I'd be like, okay. But see, there was no Google back then, so there was no way of knowing.
Man, you could be anybody's son at that time. Especially the white people, because they cannot tell black people apart. You know, white people will tell you as a black person, you look like whatever black person is the most famous at the time. So in my early 20s, people told me I look like Oprah a lot. And I was like, I don't look anything like Oprah. But they were
not,
like, you look like
not
Oprah.
Oprah.
I got Oprah a lot. They were like, you know, you look just like Oprah. I was like, I do. I don't think so.
That's just brand name racism right there. That is just... Costco racism.
And then when Jennifer Hudson was on American Idol, they're like, you look just like Jennifer Hudson.
I hate that for you. What the fuck? What is going on? Why
Have
are people
this
stupid?
Have you seen The Color Purple by Steven Spielberg? You look just like Whoopi. Like, I don't. Whoever was the most famous at the time.
Sealy, no.
Me and my sister's never part, okay? they said I was
nothing but death will keep me from it.
Amen. Okay. So David Hampton was born in Buffalo, New York in 1964, and we have that cover of him on Personation magazine.
Personation.
This is a New York magazine interview, so I guess it's not Personation. It's just
Impersonation is really what the
They missed the I and the M. Mm. It just says Personation, and they were so close.
They were so close.
Little did they know.
The clues were all there.
So he came from an upper middle class home with his father being a lawyer and his mother being a nurse. They both had employments. Mm. So David arrived in New York City in 1981 at the age of 16 with the dreams of becoming an actor, but having no plan on how to do so. For the next
Relatable.
2 years. Right. That's what we all
that's
show
That's literally everybody.
No one knows how to be an actor, guys. You know how many shady things I've been to?
Unless... You're related.
Yeah, if
to
you're
a
Nepo baby.
If he's the son of Sidney Poitier and doesn't know how to get into the business, I'm like, red flag.
Well, here's the thing. That's how he got into the business, by pretending to be the son of Sidney
so
Poitier.
It works. Fake nepotism works.
We should do fake nepotism. Oh, wait. Work. Who do you think could be your fake Nepo family?
I don't know. You know.
Ooh, I'm trying to think. Okay. I want to say.
What's a mixed race family?
Maybe like. Viola Davis is my auntie. Yeah. Oh, let's do like even more obscurity, but still Nepo. Okay, we on the way. Robin Givens is my cousin. Yeah. And I mean, there is Sugar Shane Mosley. He a boxer. I could just be like, that's my cousin, which actually technically he might be because I have a grandfather that like, or my granduncle who like him and my grandfather was beefing. So then he lived in Florida and we lived in Texas and we never met. So Sugar Shane Mosley might actually be my
you
cousin.
You should look into that, number
one. Yeah, 23andMe it.
But Robin Givens, I love that specific because that is a celebrity, but also like.
Who gonna Google that? Who? I can't say Gabrielle Union because she's too online.
Yeah, exactly. No. You want someone who's like a little out of the perimeter. You know, she's the peripheral celebrity. And Robin Givens is perfect for that.
Yeah.
I would say I'm like the cousin of Wilson Cruz, who played Ricky in My So-Called Life.
Okay, yes.
That's who I am. Mm-hmm.
And then anybody on New Kids on the Block that you feel like could be?
Probably Danny Wood.
Okay.
Danny.
We got to try these out because I feel like
We're going to try it out.
They're going to be good. So he moved to New York City in 1981, mm-hmm. doing the delusional thing we all do, which is where you go to a big city where they say acting happens, and then you're just like, I don't know, I try everything. I go out down every dark alley.
Yep.
I
get on you get scammed and
backstage, Craigslist, you name it. I was there, honey. Okay?
You were hustling, you were doing the hustle.
Risking my life.
What is the shadiest gig you've ever done?
I'll give you two.
Uh-huh.
One was like this tech company that was like, come to this warehouse and we're gonna give you $5,000 to play with some kind of instrument and try to figure out how it works, and we're gonna film you. And
what
they were like,
fuck?
And they got me because they said that Cecily Strong had done it 1 year, and I was like, oh, well, Cecily Strong is on SNL, like I'll go over to this warehouse and like whatever.
Lacey, though,
so I went and I played
that
with
is some
a ruler
hostile shit right
for
there.
20 minutes, and I made $5,000.
You played
happened.
With what?
Like a ruler, like a weird ruler that you had to open in a weird
a flute?
Way. It was a ruler,
girl. That is some Hellraiser shit. You probably opened the portal of hell.
Probably, but I got 5K and they paid me. And they paid.
They actually paid
yes.
you?
Yes.
Tech for companies, 5 minutes of work.
Tech companies have money to throw at people. Because I was like, what is this?
Okay, wait. Okay, so wait. You're in this warehouse. Are people watching you?
Yeah. It's like they had like a white space set up and I was sitting in a chair and like they were filming me and they wouldn't tell me how it worked. They were just like, try to open it and like make little jokes while you're trying to open it. And that's all it was.
Lacey, you opened it. That is some Hellraiser shit.
I feel like
right
I'm probably
there.
On some kind of kink website. Like,
absolutely.
Some kind of tech kink. They're like stupid.
Look at
regular
those hands.
People.
Look at those hands working that instrument.
That whore. Listen, they gave me my money, so.
And that's a lot of money, 5K? Yeah.
And then I used to also work for the. So have you ever heard of HQ Trivia? Wait, didn't you do this
we
too?
Both, Lacey,
we did this.
Lacey,
Oscar.
We both did this. We alternated days, Lacey Mosley. We were co-workers.
We were co-workers on the bootleg.
Tell me why I completely blacked that out of my brain.
The bootleg China version of HQ Trivia, which was called Beat the Q.
Girl!
Oscar, how did you forget about
it? Oh, my God. Girl, we both did that.
Yeah. Remember that one time I choked on air and it's live and I was physically choking and they were like, get her some milk. And yeah, I was dying. But I had to keep going. Yeah. Remember?
Yeah.
We've done some shady jobs.
Oh my God. That really.
That paid well though.
That did
a
pay.
Shady payday.
Really well.
What I would give to get under those trees.
No! Oh, girl.
So,
wow.
So, David.
Yeah, back to David.
Back to David. So David, you know, was trying to get his dreams to come true. He's 16, which feels like underage, but he's in New York.
Absolutely.
And he's trying to act. Mm. So for the next 2 years, David would spend periods of time couch surfing on New York City college campuses and attending partial semesters of college back in Buffalo. Okay, partial semesters. I don't know how you do
what
that.
What does that mean?
It's the 80s.
What?
Everybody's on cocaine.
Everyone's on cocaine. No one cared.
Well, it's cool. Yeah, come back whenever you want.
Yeah.
Come back. Like, it was very much that. So he was first arrested. Damn.
Arrested?
When he jumped to arrest. He was first arrested when he was caught stealing from a student at SUNY Buffalo. And sent
not a SUNY student.
You
no.
need to rob higher. You robbed
not
SUNY
a
Buffalo.
Not a SUNY student.
You
no.
couldn't go to NYU. We're gonna like SUNY Buffalo. They don't got a lot of money.
Not a pay student, really. SUNY Buffalo. No,
sorry
no.
if you went to SUNY Buffalo. Not trying to have you catch strays. But he was sentenced to 6 months in prison, which he served several years later. I don't understand that. How do you not serve prison when they like doesn't prison?
It was the '80s. People were on coke. They forgot shit
they're
all
like,
the time.
Oh shit, we gotta put him in prison. Y'all go get him. I forgot we gotta put him in prison. So despite being caught and sentenced, David said, in quotes, I was a brilliant 18-year-old boy who basically danced circles around in this campus police, as he's talking about, and made a complete idiots out of them. So he was like, I danced around the campus police. I made idiots out of them. I was 18. I was sexy. Maybe.
Not for nothing. He sounds gay as hell.
Yeah, for sure. Because, like, why are you bragging about this?
That's us. That's a gay brag right there.
It is. He was like, and they couldn't catch me
yeah.
either. I was serving cunt. I was serving robbery, okay?
It's giving the gingerbread man, okay?
It's giving the hamburglar. I had on the white and the black stripes. What about it? So David returned to New York City in the summer of 1983, where he tried to continue acting, but seemed to spend most of his time working for a free meal or a bed.
Oof. Okay.
Okay. Yikes. But
again, relatable.
Right? I work for beds and meals every day.
Yeah.
One night, he and his friend tried to get into Studio 54.
Oh,
they were
God.
Initially barred entry, but when his friend claimed to be Gregory Peck's son and David mentioned he was Sidney Poitier's son, they were welcomed with open arms. I mean, it's the 80s and you're black and like those,
yeah.
Like, what are they gonna do?
And if someone is like, I'm Gregory Peck's son, then clearly you're like, oh, I'm Sidney Poitier's son.
They'll
that
be tracks,
like, okay,
they would be friends,
they would
and
be
then
friends.
Y'all would be influencer Nepo
mm-hmm,
kids.
Mm-hmm.
That was back when you had to trust that someone was a Nepo baby. Nepo babies
absolutely
didn't have Instagram, so, and Gregory Peck's white, so they're white and black. Yeah.
And they said that's a cute look for Studio 54.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And they were probably two sexy gays, you know?
Absolutely. 100%. And yeah, because if they were like homely, no.
No.
I don't care who you're related to. No, you're not getting in.
Although one time I saw, okay, so I used to call this Rihanna Hours because I went to a club with my friends and we would always just cute our way into all the hottest clubs and meet with all the popping people in the bottle service, whatever, whatever. And so we tried it one time where we came late and we were trying to get in and Rihanna walks up and walks into the club and we were like, oh, there's no way we're getting in. And then we saw Angela Simmons outside of the same club. It was in New York and she was like, I'm Angela Simmons. Let me in the club. They did not let her in.
No!
She was really yelling that she was Angela Simmons a lot. And when we saw that, we were like, okay, let's cute our asses home because we're definitely not getting in. Let's go to cafeteria. Let's go to a diner. Get somebody else to do it.
Justice for Angela Simmons.
Justice! She was, I was on the club screaming that she was Angela Simmons. I was like, bro. No,
oof,
thank you.
No.
If I have to tell you who I am, you don't know who
yeah
I am. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even tell people I'm an actor it anymore. Because, like, if I tell them I'm an actor, like, what have you been in? I'm like, if you have to ask, you haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it, exactly.
So why I'm like,
part.
You're an accountant. I'm not like, list your Indeed. List your, you know, LinkedIn. I'm not asking you to tell me that you worked at Ernst & Young in 2003. Like, why do I have to tell you that I was in The Wedding Year? Like, come on now. It's embarrassing. I used to try it though when I first got to Hollywood and like started working. I was like, now I'm a star from what I saw on TV. And I was like, yeah, do you know who I am? If you have to ask that, they don't.
No, they don't.
Don't tell them.
They don't.
Because they don't. You're just being embarrassed. You're going to be embarrassed. So whenever he needed a meal,
oh, God.
Back to our boy. He'd walk into a restaurant, say he was meeting his father, Sidney Poitier, and be seated at the best table.
Shut up. No questions asked?
No questions.
Damn.
I mean, come on, it's the 80s.
But still,
this is the one black people that person that people know.
Damn. That is true.
Like, I'm meeting my mother, Oprah.
I'm meeting my mother.
She don't like to talk about me, but I am her child. So when his father didn't show, he'd apologize and the restaurant would take care of the bill. Damn, so now you're making Sidney Poitier a deadbeat. He was like,
yeah.
he was going to come, but he said he don't love me again. And they're like, oh, we're so sorry.
But you know what? He's practicing his acting chops.
He is. This is method.
Fully
you know?
Method. I so, got to respect the game. I got to respect
too.
The hustle.
David even once showed up to Melanie Griffith's apartment in the
stop.
Middle of the night where Gary Sinise was house sitting at the time.
Gary Sinise.
Sinise, excuse me. There is a pronunciation here. I'm glad you're here, Oscar, because even with the pronunciation, I was still going to get it wrong. Gary Sinise. Y'all know him.
Yeah, that guy. He's in he's in Forrest Gump.
Who? Oh, he was Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, it was
Damn,
Lieutenant
he looked
Dan.
Different.
Well, he's older now.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. He's older, so he look a little different. That's how life works, right? Okay, so Lieutenant Dan, I do know that movie. So Gary was house sitting. So after, I guess some forest checks wasn't hitting.
Wait, what the fuck?
He was house sitting for Melanie Griffith.
Damn.
So David gave him a sob story about being Melanie's friend, and Gary let him stay the night,
what?
Bought him breakfast the next morning, and gave him $10 on the way out. Now, this is 1980s $10.
That's $100. Like
$1,000.
That's $1,000,000.
Gary, I like that for you.
He was like, oh, Gary seems like a nice
youth.
Guy.
Yeah, I like it. He's like, let me help the black youth. So on October 2nd, 1983, David found the names Jay Islin, president of Cooper Union Private College, and his wife, Leah Islin, a lawyer, in an address book he had stolen from a well-connected student.
Shut up.
Okay.
He keeps stealing.
address books. From students? We don't have phones like that can program at this point. Mm-mm. So it's an address, a Rolodex.
He had a Rolodex.
He got a little black book. I love that. So David called them and said he was a friend of their daughter's from Harvard and that he was flying into New York to start rehearsals for the film adaptation of Dreamgirls. Wow, you had vision because that did happen with Beyonce, but like 20 years later.
Shut up.
Wow. We your Dreamgirls.
Who was he auditioning for?
I mean, there was what? Eddie Murphy's character, there's Barry Gordy, that was Jamie Foxx. There's this man in that.
Maybe auditioning for a woman part. Who knows?
Listen, he's Sidney Poitier's son.
He's unstoppable.
So the tragedy was that he had just been mugged and his money and belongings were stolen, including his term paper, which he had titled Injustice in the Criminal Justice System.
Stop.
And he needed a place to stay. He was mugged and they were like, give me all your money and your term paper. Come up off that term paper, bitch. It better be an MLA format or I'm going to shoot you.
Is this shit double spaced? Give it to me.
Where's your work cited page? Don't hold out on me, bitch.
The justice system. Get out of here. Okay.
What is that?
Okay, sure.
So the couple, I mean, this is the 80s, right? So when did Rodney King happen?
The 90s.
Oh, okay.
Like 92? 90 something?
The 80s. Okay, never
this
mind.
Was pre-Rodney King.
Okay.
So he's a fortune teller. He's a psychic. He's predicting shit. He's Nostradamus is what we're here.
So the couple took David in with little question.
Wow.
Fed him, gave him $20. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. $20.
He's up in the money.
Damn.
That's $2 million in today's money. And let him spend the night. He's getting one night.
Wow. One night only.
And a few dollars, right. And one American bill. It's a 10, it's a 20. One night only. That's all we have to spare. Sidney Poitier's son, who got mugged for his term paper. So in the middle of the night, the couple was awoken by sounds of a scuffle.
Oh, no.
David claimed he had chased off a robber. But the couple were suspicious and asked him to leave the next morning.
No. Do you think it was an actor? Do you think it was? Actually real.
I feel like
how do you fake
he
that?
He was outside their bedroom door like, ow, ow, like fighting the wall.
Scratching.
Yeah. Get out of here. I love these white people.
They become my family. He predicted The Blind Side, I guess. She's Sandra Bullock to me.
He's like, get out of here, they're my family.
Not to shoot your room. Put down that gun. Bang.
Not bang. Pow.
It's a Batman comic.
It's a comic. Oh, Lord Jesus. David, you are hilarious. So they were like,
he's doing too much now. Now he's doing too much.
They're like, David, get your ass out of here. You gotta go. And don't forget to leave when you go, okay? Get out. So in the middle of the night, you know, they saw this, they kicked him out. So the next night, David, mark that a middle of the night, just take that out. So the next night, David looked up Osborne Elliott, a former editor at Newsweek, and his wife, Inger Elliott. So he's, why
the
is
hustle
always,
does not stop.
Why does it have to be the wife and the husband? He's always
he goes for couples,
up.
Yeah.
So he gave them the same story he had given the Eastlands.
They look too trusting.
And Inger invited him to dinner and to stay the night with $50 on top. I love that he's
$50. He keeps getting raises.
He's getting raises.
What the hell? See, he's climbing. That's called social climbing right there.
Right. Listen, that's when you work on your resume and then yesterday's price is not today's
that's
price.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. He fought a fake robber
okay,
for 20.
50.
Now he's at 50.
Uh-huh.
But when Inger woke up the next morning, she found David in bed with another man.
Oh, I knew it. Spider sense was tingling.
With a note next to them thanking the Elliots for their generosity.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
What?
They were in bed?
So.
What?
So.
They were fucking?
Yes, obviously.
And then.
But then they wrote a note just in case somebody walked in when they were still asleep after the fucking to be like, thank you so much for staying here. Because it's a note next to them thanking them for their generosity.
So they were like, oh, let me get ahead of this real quick. Let me write this letter. Then we'll fuck. Then we'll fuck.
Yeah, before we're going to fuck. And then we're going to sleep so hard.
So hard.
But the note.
Because the fucking was that good.
And she going to see the note and be like, oh, well, they was fucking, but how nice of them. Like, what a nice thank you note. Cordial, respectful, classy?
Classy. Yeah. In good taste.
So David tried to claim that the man was a state senator's nephew, but the Elliots were furious, kicked them out, and asked for the $50 back.
No! That's homophobic.
David claimed he had spent the money on flowers for Mrs. Elliott. $50 in the 80s on flowers? Be so serious.
That's a room full of flowers, girl. What you doing?
You know you spent that $50 on whatever party drugs y'all was having.
You spent that $50 on that man that was sleeping next to you.
Right, and also, like, David, you know you don't got nowhere to live.
I know. What the hell?
Why could you go to this man's house and fuck him and then come back to your house with your you know, adopted parents?
That part. Unless that man didn't have a house.
But you know they house probably nice as fuck, so he was trying to show off.
Oh, because he's scamming that man, too.
Damn. David, I hope you left with $100. I hope you got 50 from him.
The thing is, you have to be real to one person. You can't just be scamming nobody. What?
Do you have to be real to one person?
I think so.
I don't know if
because then you lose your humanity.
I don't think they're worried about that.
David was losing himself.
So the next morning, Inger Elliott called Leah Islin to share her ordeal and learned that Leah had gone through the same thing.
Damn.
So now these rich people are talking to each other. Because
you know they always talk.
They go to those parties with their little weird purses and they have watercress sandwiches and they spill the tea.
And then they also gossip.
Yes.
Because they also literally spill tea.
Yes. You know, I mean, you're on all those pills. Hands be shaking. So Inger immediately called the police,
uh-oh,
and the department's special fraud squad began tracking down David's other victims.
I'm sorry, there's a fraud squad?
A fraud squad. Special fraud squad. You've heard of special victims unit.
Where's that Law and Order?
Yeah, special fraud squad.
You need to, you need to yank that part. You need to develop
that stuff. Dick Wolf, don't you step on my shit. Don't you do my shit, okay? I'm doing over here with the scams. You mind your business. So getting caught. They found 11 other victims, including a young actor couple whom David had convinced to give him $350, which is roughly $1,000 today. Because this is 80s 350. Which he spent on a lavish date night at the Rainbow Room with a boyfriend. Okay,
No. See, this is not how you do
this, David. You hustling backwards, David. Why are you tricking off?
No. No. All this for some dick?
The Rainbow Room?
No. Two on
this
the nose.
This is the '80s. You didn't even need Tinder. Dick was prevalent.
That part. Why are you $350? He spent all that money on a date?
On a date?
No, David.
Unless you were wooing somebody who was already rich and you were trying to show that you were rich too, I don't understand the scam.
But
even that way, like, give him 50, 100, 65.
Not even that. It's just like you are scamming all these people. A date, you don't have to scam somebody for them to pay your dinner for you.
And you living day to day, David. You need to start having some long-term plans.
Priorities.
You're like $10 and a night of sleep, $20 and a night of rest, and I pretend to fight a burglar, $50 and I bring somebody back and we fuck and I
leave
a nice
living
note.
That's
like,
not living.
That's not living, David.
It's
babes,
not living.
Babes, I'm not proud of you for this.
Yeah, that was when you lost me there, David. Sorry.
So 2 weeks later, David saw his photo in the New York Post.
Ooh.
He called Inger Elliott from a payphone to convince her that he didn't actually scam her. She kept him on long enough for one of the fraud squad detectives to determine his location.
David, you got a conscience.
David, have you not watched any movies? You didn't take any of these.
No, he can't afford
to. You can't stay on the phone longer than what, like 15 seconds, 30 seconds? They're going to track your location.
He was stupid. I'm sorry, David. You dumb as hell.
So they found and arrested David 3 blocks down from the payphone without incident. There he is. He looked like,
oh
you
God.
Got me.
The brows. The brows.
He really does look like Sidney Poitier.
He does.
Like,
I'd believe it.
I'd believe it. It's the 80s. How
I'd be scammed.
Check?
I'd be scammed.
And you know what? He kind of gives me a little model vibes because even the way he's hanging this prison fit, like, it's giving, like,
fashion. He could have been a model.
It's giving Prada 2023. Like, like
he'd be
a
working today.
Oh, he would definitely be working. He would be an influencer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would at least have, like, 600,000 followers.
Yep.
Yes. David, you played.
You're
so David agreed to plead
wrong,
guilty
David.
To attempted burglary, among other charges, and was ordered by the state Supreme Court judge to return to school and pay back the $4,490, about $13,700 today,
oof,
to his victims. Now, y'all know David ain't got it. Okay. He's sleeping it's... one house at a time. David don't know, like on Monday, on a Monday, he was waiting on a Tuesday.
He was scamming.
Right. On a Wednesday, he can't sleep at the Elliott's anymore because they kicked him out. On a Thursday, he'll hear you at the Rainbow Room with a cool view.
Like, on a Friday, he's fending off ghosts.
Oh, you are fought so fast. He can hardly catch his breath. He hopes it lasts. Yeah, I could go on forever. Shout out to Ashley Simpson, who was also a scammer. She saw Saturday Live when she started doing that jig. She was like, oh, I can't sing
and blamed
live.
It on the damn band. Mm-mm.
Back in the day before I knew Katy Perry was a piece of shit. Ooh. And this is the second time we're talking shit about Katy Perry. Because Mono was on here and we were talking cash shit about Katy Perry. But I did go to one of her concerts. And it was
you
like,
didn't.
It was early in her career. This was Kiss the Girl.
Okay.
And
okay,
I was like, I resonate. I was like, this is on brand for me. I Kiss the Girl. I like this too. Like, let's go to her cherry chapstick. Let's see what it's about. This out. So she didn't have enough music at the time. And this is when A&R people, now they just don't even develop artists.
Yeah.
Like, have you noticed that? They're just like, we're going to put you on stage in your SpongeBob pajamas and no breath control. And you just get out here and do what you can, what you got. And we're going to make as much money as we can as quickly as possible before people figure out.
Throw your ass out. Yeah,
yeah, and then we're going to toss you. But back then, they would still do like, you know, you would do a concert as a new artist and you would do covers because you don't have the catalog to hold the audience of a whole, you know, hour and a half concert. Yeah. So you do your pop songs, your hits, and in between you do covers. Mm. So she did a cover of like Big Pimpin'. But it was, I don't know how she did it, but it was, I can't remember that exactly, but she had a flute. And so, you know that.
Yes. Yeah.
So she does that with the flute, and then one time she's like singing or talking or something, and then the burr, 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 happens and her flute ain't up to her mouth. And she was like, okay guys, I can't play the flute.
The jig was up immediately.
She and I said, don't know if that was a bit a part of the act, but I don't think
she's
it is.
She's not a comedian.
She's not fun. No. So I feel like that must have been like she forgot
ain't a
to
comedian.
Bring
that shit
up.
Was not fun for her. She said, fuck.
She tried to pull a Lizzo, but she could not actually play the flute.
That was a Liz No.
It was a Liz No. Mm-mm. It was a Liz No. Okay. So why did that come up? So we don't know. He had to pay back this $13,000, right? So he returned to Buffalo, where he once again enrolled into classes before withdrawing before the end of his semester. But David ended up going back to his old ways.
Oh,
and
shit.
For the next few years, he was arrested several more times for fraud and impersonation and served 21 months in prison. While in prison, he phoned some of his victims and demanded money to portray them in a favorable light in the book that he was writing about his life story.
This is too much. This is too much.
Will you accept the charges? It's me, David. I'm writing a book. Unless your ass want to be in here, I'm going to tell everybody you was racist. I'm going to tell everybody about your sex parties. Send me $36.
Just 36.
He never asked for much. He never
just $36.
He never asked for much, okay?
A sensible $36. Okay.
Or else. You don't want to know what that else is. You don't want to know. Send the $36.
Send it by Western Union.
Put it on my books. I need ramen. You know, like, I'm not mad at it. So at some point, the Elliots approached a playwright, Jean Guare, and with their story. And from there, Jean wrote the play, 6 Degrees of Separation.
No way. Mm-hmm. You're telling me. I'm thoroughly gagged right now. Is that based on this man?
Yes.
With the movie that Will Smith played this man.
That was who he had did. Yeah. Did he do that?
Yeah.
Did you pull that up? Yeah,
Will
he did
Smith,
it. Saying, yeah.
Will Smith refused to kiss another man on camera because he was that homophobic.
Then why would you do this movie?
You know what?
If you're an actor and you're going to play a queer person and you're not queer, you better get to kissing and licking.
Like, but back then, if Will Smith said, I'm not kissing no man, they said, okay.
Is this before Bad Boys? This is when he was.
This is before Bad
way,
Boys, yeah.
Up to being a movie star.
Yeah.
Oh, William. Willard.
Willard Smith did not want to kiss a man.
We'll post this photo so y'all can see Willard with this rich family. And it's given they was doing something sexual with him, even if it's left out. You let this young, attractive little black boy live with you, and you telling me I wasn't touching on him?
Yeah, there's some stuff.
I have a question of, like, if that note about the generosity was more so like, sorry I slept with somebody else when I know I'm y'all's thing.
Or she was so shocked that he would cheat on them. She was shocked.
Yeah.
She was shocked. She's like, we're the ones.
Right. We you took fuck. You in.
Uh-huh.
And we have sex with you, David. How dare you?
God, could you imagine having sex with an older couple?
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm not trying to age shame nobody.
No, because when I get to that age, I'm going to be fine with it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But being young and having to sleep with, like, older, you know what white, rich people.
Sex in the City ruined it for me. Because remember when Samantha had dated that older man who was,
I've never seen that show. 70s?
Okay, well, I did. Because, listen, were they terrible about writing black people and making New York seem like there were no black people in it or any people of color at all? Yes, absolutely.
Were there any people of color in Sex
remember that
City?
One episode of Samantha Dates a Black Guy? Okay, you've never watched it.
Like, I don't remember. I didn't see it.
Okay. But it was it's so cringe and beautiful, y'all. Get out there and
it's
watch
cringe
it.
Cringe and beautiful.
Because it's so beautifully
quotes
cringe.
Quotes Lazy Mosley.
That you know there was no black people around at any time in the point in the writing of this. Because it's like his sister is like, doesn't want Samantha to date her brother, even though she knows Samantha, right? And she has these restaurants or whatever. And then, like, they go to some club and they're dancing. Samantha comes in dressed like J-Lo. And only for this man. And the sister and her, she's like, get up off of my brother. Like, he's a good black man. And then Samantha's like, you get out of my face, you black bitch. She got something.
What?
And so they start fighting. And then the brother comes over, and he's black and, like, looks like a bootleg Michael Jordan. And he comes over and he's like, hey, y'all, keep it real. He's breaking them up and he's like, keep it real.
I hate that.
No black person in the history of blackdom has ever broken up a fight talking about keep it real.
No.
Keep it real. That's like if somebody wrote me today breaking up a fight and I was like, woke. Hey, y'all, keep it woke. Like, what? Who wrote this? It's so funny. But I would say that because Samantha dated an old dude once that was like maybe in his 70s, late 70s. And like she was like, I love fucking an old man. He's got what I need. Right? And then she fucks him and then he gets up out the bed and they have like a zoom in, like a close up of his booty that is like hanging below his kneecaps.
Not the saggy ass syndrome.
And she was like, oh no.
What have I done?
Listen to quote for the girls. The dick don't wrinkle when it's hard, okay? That was a real line I said. Shout out to Laura Chin. But yeah, so there's something was going on. It feels like something was going on that
absolutely.
Was a little sexual that they're not telling us. But yeah, 6 degrees of separation is based on this couple.
That is, what a plot twist.
So David likened John's adaptation of his life to slavery.
Oh.
He said, He said, it's been 126 years since Abraham Lincoln's great act. I don't see the difference.
Not that.
He said, these white people made me their slave.
Not that. That was so extreme. That was so extra. What the hell?
I followed the drinking board all the way to Park Avenue. Like, what? Excuse me?
I don't see the difference. You know, he would thrive on social media right now.
But bro, like, also David, let's not act like if you were in slave times, you would have told on Harriet Tubman, which is a joke that Joe made about Tiffany Haddish because she talks too much. And he said she would have told on Harriet Tubman. But I think David would have told on Harriet Tubman too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Would have been like, oh.
Absolutely. For a date outside the plantation? Absolutely. 100%.
We've been telling all the slaves, I'm leaving tomorrow night. Good luck. Good luck with y'all over here picking this cotton, because could it be me? Harriet coming to pick me up at 3 a.m. I'm going to be on the railroad. Y'all want another stops?
You want another stops? Okay. It's an express one, too.
So, David, please. but yeah, that's how. So after the play, even after the opening of the play detailing the exploits of David Poitier, which is obviously not his last name,
so
he continued to hang around college campuses and pretended he was involved in the play. So now he's acting
what?
Like he's involved in the play that's about him scamming people. He's like, yeah, yeah, I'm in it.
Oh my God.
I'm around it.
This man won't quit.
He won't
what?
Quit. And I love that for him. That's what we call tenacity, you
yeah.
know? He's not giving up.
He's a lifelong scammer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he'd offer students free tickets to the show he's not in.
Stop.
Ask for their number and then call them in the middle of the night to ask for a place to stay. Because remember, David is not planning ahead.
Still.
Yeah. He's never planning ahead. He don't know where he's going to lay his head at night.
Oh, my God.
That's
what
the
a way
thrill.
To live. What a way to live.
You've heard of chat roulette, Russian roulette. We're playing bed roulette, pillow roulette. We don't know. So David also began claiming that he was the lead in the play,
no.
not Courtney B. Vance, which I love Courtney B. Vance, and this is very funny.
No.
And shout out to Courtney B. Vance and Angela Bassett for being just the best Black Hollywood couple.
Absolutely.
So we have an image here of Courtney with his co-star Stalker Channing, okay?
Oh, she was in the play too?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Look at a young Courtney. Okay, he was giving a little.
He was really young.
Oh, okay, Courtney. I sees it. You was always my uncle my whole
Wait,
life.
Wait, so
but...
this David is saying that he's Courtney.
Yes.
I roll.
So David's continued harassment of John, including death threats, because John, remember, was one of the people who sold the rights of this play.
Right.
Including death threats and crashing a producer's party led to John filing a restraining order in 1991,
oh,
which
gosh.
Was denied. Wow.
What?
They wouldn't even let John stay away from David.
What?
They said, no, he's going to keep pulling up, and that's fine.
That is shocked. I'm shocked.
And
what?
A gavel like, get out of here. No, he's going to keep stalking your ass.
What?
Yes, he outside
Where's
right
Judge
now.
Where's Judge Judy?
Don't bother us. So that fall, David sued John for $100 million in 1991 money. But a judge threw the case out saying, if it was not in the public interest to copyright the schemes of a criminal mind. So it's like they don't want to copyright his crimes. I don't know about that. Because this is his story.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is...
He did the time for the crimes.
Absolutely.
Right? He went to jail. So this is his story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and somebody
no.
else took it.
Mm-mm. It's giving racism. Judge, you should have let...
It's giving racism.
David should have won that 100 mil.
That's true.
But a Broadway play is not 50, bringing in 100 mil.
Or at least just 50. Even
$50.
$50. At least $50.
David would have took that $50.
Something.
$50
you
know and one night at a hotel at the Four Seasons.
No, he wouldn't care about that. And a date with the judge. That's that he would have. Then he would have been like, okay, fine.
Right. That he has to pay for it. So in 2003, David Hampton passed away sadly at the age of 39 due to AIDS-related complications.
Oh.
I know that bums me out so hard because this obviously was the time where like
Absolutely.
The 80s
yeah.
and the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I've had family members pass away due to AIDS complications, so this was the time.
Right.
And that's really sad because like I really wish that David could have lived longer and done more fraud and made a couple more $50.
Because you know he would have.
He was so close to making $100. And that's what's really
He never
upsetting.
Got there. He never got there. His ghost is floating around somewhere.
Somebody.
Trying to earn the last bit of money for
we
his We got to
find David's grave and leave a $100 bill on it because I need
Please.
Him. I need him to know that
it's
he
probably in New York
there.
Somewhere. So if you're in New York,
yeah,
just drop 100.
Yeah, if you find David's grave.
Just do a GoFundMe.
We're going to do a GoFundMe for $100 to put there. Because he deserved that. He worked hard at
yes,
crime.
Yes.
So while some remember David's crimes as traumatic ordeals, other victims remember David as someone who gave enjoyment even when he did bad.
Aww. That's how you want to be remembered as.
Man, I love that. It's like he was robbing you, but you had a good time.
You had a good time.
So did you even really get robbed?
No. You just paid for the experience.
One night of sleeping in your house and $20 feels like very little.
Nothing. This man gave a show. This man gave a one-man show about being mugged. Having people breaking in the house. That's a Broadway show.
Yeah, sound effects.
That's Sleep No More, babe.
Yeah, this is interactive. What are y'all talking about? So one of his last victims, a man named Peter, went on a date with David who convinced him to front him $1,000 to buy them both tickets to a 9/11 celebrity benefit concert. Okay. A 9/11 celebrity benefit concert. Perfect lie. No notes. No notes. We're gonna get celebrities. We're gonna get a benefit concert. And also we live in New York and it's for 9/11, so no notes. excellent lie. By the end of the night, David left him stuck with an expensive dinner bill, dashed through a bathroom window.
No.
But according to Peter,
David.
Peter said, honestly, it was one of the best dates that I ever went on. I hope you can hear this applause.
That's a standing ovation.
I'm standing. We're standing and we're clapping. Only Judith and Abby will know this, but we are
that
standing.
That is an
clapping.
Icon. That's icon
status. You are
status.
A queer icon.
That's
you,
an icon right there.
Man, gone too soon,
wow.
David.
Wow. See, the thing is, yeah, David, yes, David was a scammer, but he was a charming scammer.
You had a
and
good
he gave,
time.
He gave people a great time.
An experience. Essentially, actors, that's all we do. We're charming
that
scammers.
Part.
You come into the movie to look at us, mm-hmm. lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they give us, a script that's just a book of lies that we're going to tell you for the next hour and a half.
It's a book of lies.
Okay? So, I don't see no difference.
Absolutely. And a movie's just lies on tape.
Yep. And at least, like, in a movie, you can only watch the lies on tape. Mm-hmm. David was giving you a sensorial experience.
Absolutely.
You could touch the lie. You could hug the lie.
And he wasn't asking for much.
Maybe if he wanted you to, you could have sex with a lie.
That's
like,
right.
That's
right.
David, I love you.
David is a hero.
A hero.
David is an icon. And David did scam a number of people that, honestly, deserve to be scammed.
Yeah, he was scamming up. Are you
mm-hmm.
kidding me?
That
and,
part.
And the people he scammed, you telling me you sold the rights to your scam for a play that eventually became a movie
mm-hmm.
with Willard Smith?
That's right.
It sounds like you won because you only gave him $50 and one night's sleep. You should have gave him more. It sounds like you scammed him.
Ultimately, life scammed David.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Ultimately,
unfortunately
yeah.
to say. But life scammed him real hard.
Yeah, and you know what, David? I love that you were at least trying to scam back.
Mm-hmm.
You fought. You fought back. Okay, you stood up.
For
stand
a black
up.
Man, a gay black man living mm-hmm. in the 80s, he really did the thing.
He did the thing. There's Angela Bassett, which we can do 6 degrees because Courtney B. Vance. And then David pretended to be Courtney B. Vance.
That's
three degrees. David, you're an icon.
I love him.
All right. Now it's time for the saddest part of the show where I have to let Oscar go.
Oh, no.
Before I do, we have Scammer of the Week. This
yes.
is where we honor a charlatan who's maybe worthy of our praise, maybe not. We'll see. David obviously was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to keep it very gay. I love that.
Love
so,
it.
So I don't think we're going to like this person, though, because the second word I see here is conservative.
Ugh. Okay.
So, and listen, back in the day, man, conservatism, republicanism, at least when I was a kid, it just used to mean you wanted to keep your money and you was greedy and you didn't want to help nobody. And like, I get that. Now that I'm being taxed as aggressively as I am, anytime I drive over a pothole, I'm like, why they ain't fix this with my damn money out of David? Name a street after me, ho. I'm paying too much. I want to hide my money from the government. I help. I go to the homeless shelters. I donate food. I do my job as a citizen. Y'all ain't doing it. You giving my money to the fucking military. You giving it to the, a triangle fucking wheel for a fucking tank. You're not giving it to the people who need it. So let me have it. I'll do what I want.
Shit.
If Republicans would get rid of the bigotry and the murders,
it can't. It goes hand in hand
and
with
the hatred
brand.
And the misogyny.
That's part of the brand.
If
baby.
They could get rid of all of that stuff and just were like, we greedy people who want to keep our money, I'd be like, I'll hear you out. Walk with me. Let's have a chat.
That shit is staple to them.
Damn, but I can't even vote for y'all motherfuckers for my own survival of my people. Good Lord. But so it says the conservative right's favorite ex-gay.
Oh, God.
Milo.
Not Milo.
Yiannopoulos.
What the fuck?
Yiannopoulos. I had to say it twice because I thought I said it wrong, but I said
it
right.
Oh, this motherfucker.
Yeah, Milo.
Oh, I know about Milo.
With his fucking backstreet ass haircut. Like,
yuck.
What year is it that you're getting highlights like this?
It's giving was a twink energy.
Right. The frosted tips are growing out,
mm-hmm.
and now he's a conservative. So he's been accused of using Georgia U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's mm-hmm. campaign credit card to purchase a website domain for Kanye West's 2024 presidential campaign. That is a sentence. That's one sentence. I'm going to say it again because it's just one sentence, guys. The conservative right's favorite ex-gay, Milo Yiannopoulos, mm-hmm. has been accused of using Georgia U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's campaign credit card to purchase a website domain for Kanye West's 2024 presidential mm-hmm. campaign.
Now, Marjorie's also a monsters. So, you know, this is like the monsters are attacking each other, which I kind of love.
Yeah, Monster Taylor Greene, scam her. Rob her.
That's who you scam. But for what's the, I'm trying to connect the dots here.
I've never seen someone so ugly inside
hideous,
and out.
Hideous, hideous,
hideous. Hideous all the way around.
That's a troll. That's an actual troll. But like, why Kanye West 2024?
Also, Kanye, why do you need to steal campaign funds for a website? That's where I'm getting a little lost. It's like, you needed Milo to steal campaign funds from Marjorie, which I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm fine
with
that.
I'm with you.
Yes, yes, yes.
But for a website domain, like, they got GoDaddy, babes.
They have Squarespace.
Jenica Patrick been selling GoDaddy for so long. They got Squarespace. Squarespace sponsored the show. So I could tell more people
about
you.
You don't listen to this podcast?
Squarespace sponsored the show so I could tell more people how they can get a website in an affordable way where you don't steal campaign funds. What? So this was the same day that Kanye dined at Mar-a-Lago with former President Donald Trump, which, yuck. Kanye,
you know,
you've disappointed us for so long. It's so weird that all your albums in the beginning were just like prophetizing like how you would end up. Mm. Like you did everything.
Oh, my God.
That you warned against. Yeah.
Ew, I don't like that. Remember when he said George Bush doesn't like black people?
That was when he was really cooking, you know?
Right?
And he was right. George Bush didn't care about black people or the kids. That's why he left them behind. And he told them that he was going to leave them behind. Yeah. He said, no child left behind. He was gaslighting us because he was like speeding off. He was like, skrr, skrr, as he was leaving us behind with a banner up talking about he was going to do it.
He got on a Segway and left.
Good Lord. But yeah, that's when Kanye used to be a person that we knew. So this, so he's dining with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. I know the steak there is only served well done. I just know it. I know there's so much cold shrimp sitting out at the buffet all the time. Like, I just know it. It's just not a good place. So according to reports, Milo paid $7,020 to GoDaddy. Oh, wait.
GoDaddy?
To GoDaddy. Wait a minute.
Whoa.
To register the domain yay24.com. $7,000. Now, Danica, you said it was affordable. $7,000 is not what you were saying when you was in your racist suit and you was telling us about GoDaddy. These ads were like from like 10 years ago. I remember them. They resonated
with me.
That's
all the ads I remember for GoDaddy. It's this race car driver lady telling me.
That was a good investment that y'all did because it worked. It worked. It's in my brain. So, Anne was reimbursed $9,955 for a domain transfer, in quotes, by Kanye's campaign that same day. So, gave Danica $7,000, then was reimbursed for a domain transfer for $9,955. And that feels like we're trying to stay under, like, $10,000?
Yeah.
For a reason?
Mm-hmm.
So a day before the report came out, Kanye's campaign treasurer, he got a treasurer?
What?
Why are y'all working for Kanye's campaign? Y'all are all grifters if you're working for Kanye's campaign. You're like, bitch, times is hard. This man ain't gonna win, but listen, times are trying, and we're gonna make him think that he can.
They're all college students.
Right.
Trying to like, make a buck.
2024, yay. Give us a pair of those Yeezys, and we're out here on the stumps. So Patrick Krassen was his campaign treasurer, who resigned from the campaign due to Milo submitting falsified invoices for expenditures that would be deemed unlawful, according to Krassen. So Krassen said, I'm not going to jail for y'all. I'm the treasurer. Mm-hmm. I'm the one signing the checks.
Smart.
And he was like, I want a real career. I was just doing this as a goof.
Exactly. He's like, I'm already in too deep already being here. I need to really get out of here. Now
we're talking jail, okay? Yeah. Listen, I didn't go to one of the Ivies, and so when I graduated from Phoenix, they said I could get on Kanye's campaign trail.
Not Phoenix.
I'm just trying to work my way up. I went to ICDC. I'm so ICDC college, and now I'm working on Kanye's campaign. I'm working my way up to something legitimate. So it's currently unknown exactly how Milo, who had previously worked for Marjorie's campaign, received access to the credit card, nor whether she was aware of the transactions. Marjorie has bigger fish to fry.
She's not paying attention to that.
She's not her husband. Wearing the worst fits ever to everything televised in Washington, D.C. and yelling like she had a goddamn hockey game. Okay? So it's theorized that there's at least some degree of theft involved as Milo charged the West campaign $3,000 more than the original domain purchase.
Mm.
So Milo was getting his money off of Kanye, which he should, because that's goofy.
But it's just like evil. I don't know. It's just like, do two evils make a right?
If you're scamming an evil.
If you're evil and scamming evil, does that make you vindicated? Does that make you correct?
At least I'll say you're minding your business. Like, you're keeping it in evil territory. Y'all are all evil, and you're minding your business. And so that, for that, I would say great. Like, don't scam any innocents, any nice people.
That's
it's just
true.
Evils grifting evils. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Do that all day. Also, like, this is just so funny to me, because it's like if I ran for president right now, like, how fucking good. I legally am not of age to be president.
Right.
Which I feel like is the same qualifications that Kanye has. So it's like if people were like, oh, yeah, we'll be on your campaign. We know there's no way in hell. Literally. Oh, God. And, y'all, we have to talk as a nation, because Joe Biden is running again because we don't got nobody else. And this is very bleak.
This is so insane.
Y'all going to make me do legs 2020
insane.
Again?
It's so insane.
It's not even going to be leg now. Boniva 2020. Activia 2020. Walker 2020. Like, when you're the president and you have
that
to give speeches to be like, I'm alive.
Like, yeah, that's literally it. That's literally it.
When that's the crux of your campaign, like,
he's gonna show
no, they said I'm alive good. This is my doctor. He said I'm alive real good.
Yeah, he shows up in an iron lung.
Oh, God. And Dianne Feinstein, retire, please. You're embarrassing the fuck out of California. I'm sick of this shit. I'm so sick of this shit, bitch. I don't want to see your ass. I don't want them to wheel that casket into the fucking Senate ever again, bitch. I'm tired of going to a wake, but it's actually a Senate hearing.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Oh, fuck.
That's all her people holding on to power. Y'all all should be a fucking ashamed of yourselves. God, everyone's so embarrassing on both sides.
It's the country we live in, babe.
Ain't it's nothing good. It's all a scam. I'm going to run for office at some point, y'all.
I was going to say, listen.
I was class president. I feel like I could be president of the United States.
You might have better qualifications than most people running for office.
Yeah, I don't want to do war crimes, though, so maybe I'll just stop at, like, governor. Like, if Arnold Schwarzenegger could be the governor of California, I could be the governor
absolutely,
of California.
Absolutely.
I have more
absolutely.
Credentials than him. Okay? And listen, I'll be honest with y'all. I'll be like, look, I'm only going to keep some of these promises.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a lot of money while I'm here. Y'all want some? I'm going to try to do what I can for y'all.
I'll try.
There's going to be murders that maybe I'm related to, but I didn't do them. I got y'all. That brings us to the end of the show, where I have to let Oscar go. But before we do, we always ask Oscar, where would you like to be found? Any socials, any projects, anything you want to plug?
Yes. You can find me on social media at Ozzymo, Ozzymo, mm-hmm. on Instagram and Twitter.
Very
you can also
content.
Watch Minx on Starz.
I love Minx. New
home. Season 2 is coming out July 21st. And I have a podcast coming out, The Trigaze with Mono Agapian.
Stop.
Friend of the pod. It's where we try to understand heterosexual culture.
The Trigaze.
So stay tuned for that.
Y'all are so unserious. Okay, I cannot wait for this. Also, y'all, like, I love Minx so much. It's so funny. It's a comedy. It's really fun. It's on Starz now. But it's about, like, a woman who, like, inadvertently starts, like, a porn magazine, mm-hmm. but for, like, men.
For men. For women.
For women, but with men
yes.
in it.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of naked penises.
A lot of thangs, mm-hmm. okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not giving euphoria. It's not like,
no,
get
no, no.
those
it's,
out of my
yeah.
face. It's like cute and fun.
And it's very cute, exactly.
And it's very funny. And you're
you
very funny
thank
in it, Oscar.
You very much.
I love the show. I love when I can watch friends and support them, and it's something that I actually enjoy watching.
Aww.
Like, whether they were in it or not, I would be watching it because, like, you're so fucking funny. I would watch you even if I didn't know you. But, like, it's such a fun show, like, for real. Like, I love it so
y'all heard,
much.
If Lacey's endorsing me and Minx, you know it's a good show.
And y'all know how this podcast people be plugging their show, and I'll be like, mm-hmm, yeah, get into it. But I'm like, for real, it's so fucking good. And then, as always, y'all, follow the podcast at Scam Goddess Pod on Instagram if you want to see all the amazing photos that we were looking at today, and you want to see David, who basically looks like Sidney Poitier. Sidney Poitier, you should have accepted your son, because I honestly believe him now at the end of the podcast.
I wonder if he said anything about this.
No.
Or if he knew anything about this.
He is all in his own shit,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure. sure. But
he's busy hating black women.
Wow. I just hit my head on the mic. But also, y'all, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I-D, Valacy on all platforms. Follow on all the things. And congregation, y'all, stay Hamptoning like David. Get out there. Sleep somewhere new every night. Get your $20 bill. Get your $10 bill. Get your $50 bill.
Take someone nice out for dinner.
Yeah, and spend $1,000.
And then leave through the bathroom window.
Climb out of the bathroom window and shimmy down the fire escape, okay? I want this for all of us. I don't care if you're married. Take your fucking spouse out.
And just ghost their ass.
That's going to add a thrill to y'all marriage. That's going to add a thrill up they lick. Because they're like, what the fuck? We got a babysitter? Try it. Get back to me. Girl Goddess.
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Karkbo, engineered by Ryan Connor and Abby Aguilar. Our researcher is Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore his seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.